From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Glenn County is losing its only emergency room. Located about 90 miles north of Sacramento, Glenn Medical Center has operated in Willows for 75 years. It announced last week that ER and hospital services will close on October 21st, after a federal agency removed its critical access designation, reducing the amount of Medicare funding it receives. Ana Ibarra is a health reporter with CalMatters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state and has been following these developments. She joins us with the consequences to this rural agricultural community. Welcome.
Hey, Vicky.
So when you look at Glenn County, it is a rural agricultural community. What does health care look like there? What options are available for people?
Right. So as you mentioned, this is the only emergency room. Other than that, there is urgent care and physician offices, but this is kind of the big health center or health location for people to go to. Other than that, it is common for some people with more intensive needs to go out of county for their hospital services. So many people that need more intensive care may go to Chico at Enloe Medical Center, and that is about a 40-minute drive up north.
Back in June, when you reported on this, about the possibility of this ER closing, hospital staff said that they treat or see a lot of unseen people. What did they mean by that?
Yeah, so I spoke with Lauren Still, who is the chief administrator at Glenn Medical Center, and she told me that many of the patients they're treating, you know, are the elderly. They are people brought in from the local jail, people with no or limited transportation that can't get to the larger hospitals out of county. In emergencies, this is a hospital where people may be taken to be stabilized before being transferred out to another larger hospital. So it's these people with kind of limited options.
Do you have an idea of the number of patients who rely on Medicaid or even Medicare?
So I believe for Glenn County, it's about 40% that rely on public health insurance. So that is both Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay. So how much does it cost to keep the emergency room open?
Yeah. So the emergency room is one of the costliest. I mean, it is the costliest expense to this hospital. Usually, many rural hospitals, including Glenn Medical Center, run at a deficit. So they're operating on the red many years. And so this is, you know, kind of the only option. I mean, the hospital already provides pretty limited services. And so this was kind of the only option for hospital administrators to choose from. It's, you know, they didn't have many options other than to essentially close the ER.
Hmm. Well, a key issue was the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and it pulled the hospital's critical access hospital status. What does this designation mean?
Yeah, so critical access is a designation given to hospitals that meet certain requirements. And that is important for many rural hospitals because that designation comes with increased Medicare funding. It also comes with some flexibilities for meeting certain regulations. It helps with revenue and saves the hospital from having to do some costly upgrades to facilities, for example. So without that, administrators at Glenn Medical Center have been saying for the past several months that they wouldn't be able to afford to stay open for very long.
I see. And so with this specific issue at Glenn Medical Center, what was the specific issue for them to lose this status? What did it come down to?
Yeah, so in a letter that CMS sent to the hospital back in April, CMS told administrators that the hospital no longer met the distance requirement. And that is, to be eligible for this program, for the critical access program, a hospital must be at least 35 miles from the next closest hospital. CMS says Glenn Medical Center is actually only 32.5 miles away from Colusa Medical Center, which would be the next closest hospital. And if you look at the directions, like Google Maps will say that, you know, the closest route between hospitals hospitals is 32.5. However, hospital administrators and county officials have been trying to make the point that those directions include a back road in Colusa County, and that road, they say, is sometimes flooded or is used by farming equipment that slows down traffic. And so the route that is more common to travel between hospitals, they say, is I-5 to Highway 20, and that route is just over 35 miles. And so really the debate, Vicky, comes down to really 2.5 miles.
Wow, that's just a hair. And I think that also illustrates that, you know, we often use like Apple Maps or Google Maps, but that's not necessarily the right way to go, especially if you're responding to an emergency. How did CMS respond to this? So the hospital saying, hey, we actually meet the threshold. We're over 35 miles away from the closest hospital. And these two hospitals have been around for decades, so it's always been that way. Has this federal agency responded to that?
Well, it hasn't responded to my request for comment or questions. But in a letter, the most recent letter that the hospital received in August, you know, it essentially kept its argument that, you know, its review showed that the hospital does not meet the distance requirement. They said that this came through or because of a recent review, a routine review. But yes, it hasn't answered at least my additional questions as to, you know, why now? Because as you've mentioned, this has been the case for you know, more than 20 years since Glenn Medical Center has been part of the Critical Access Program.
Is Glenn Medical Center the only hospital that is at risk of closure? Are there other hospitals in California who are facing a similar situation with this critical access designation?
So what I know is that several hospitals received a letter but have since been cleared. They were able to make a case, or you know, CMS and the hospitals were able to figure out a solution. So my understanding is that this Glenn Medical Center is the only hospital that I know of, at least, where it's come down to, you know, this point of having to close down the ER.
What about elected officials? The local congressman in that area is Republican Doug LaMalfa, longtime congressman in District 1. He voted in favor of cuts to Medicaid as part of the Big Beautiful Bill, the federal budget bill. He was also involved in conversations about the hospital's status. What has he said about this closure?
So I spoke to his office back in June when I wrote a story about this, and you know, they just said, his office said that he was trying to make the case for Glenn Medical Center, and that he was, you know, a part of the conversation with CMS, but you know, it didn't seem to have made much of a difference because, you know, months later, CMS kind of again sent that letter. A new letter to the hospital letting them know that, you know, they were sticking to their decision.
Are there other classifications that Glenn Medical Center can seek out to try and get a financial boost to make up for the reduction in Medicare reimbursements that it's receiving?
Yeah, so I asked this to the chief administrator, Lauren Still, and she told me that essentially the Critical Access Program is the only designation that really provided the funding that they needed. That these other designations, either they didn't qualify them because they also have distance requirements, or it just wouldn't provide the funding that the hospital needed. The hospital has estimated losing about 40% of its funding or of its revenue. So the other designations, she said, just wouldn't fill the gap.
Oh, so this is it. There really aren't any other recourses for this ER to reopen.
Yeah, so far, I mean, they said, Lauren told me that, you know, they've been seeking other options. They've looking at everything that they know of, and it just doesn't seem like there are other options. You know, when I spoke to her most recently, she did really, you know, she says a lot of the community and the administration is really surprised because you know, they really thought that they would find a solution with CMS, and it just it this really kind of blindsided them, and they so far they said that they have not been able to find another option.
Given that the next closest hospital is, 32 or 35 miles away, depending on what route you take, Colusa Medical Center, how has this region been impacted by a lack of healthcare facilities even before Glenn Medical Center closed and was at risk of closure this summer? Like, what options are out there for patients outside of Colusa? I remember when covering the campfire that Adventist Feather River Hospital, it was damaged. That ever reopened? What other options are out there for people who live in Glenn County?
Yeah, so even though Colusa Medical Center is the next closest hospital, Colusa Medical Center is also a small hospital. So most patients that need more intensive care or a specialist, they often end up in Chico at Enloe Medical Center. And Enloe Medical Center will likely have to absorb the influx of patients once Glenn Medical Center closes. They're the closest trauma center. One key thing that the county health officer there was really worried about was the ambulance services. So reporting this out, I learned that Glenn County, only has two ambulances. And so if the ambulances have to travel further to Chico, that is a 40-minute drive. That means that you go with longer periods where you might not have an ambulance at all in Glenn County. And so that is a big barrier. And overall, like you mentioned, that area does rely on these kind of smaller rural hospitals, and you have some regional hospitals in some counties, but it is overall an area that where people generally have to travel farther for care.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra about the closure of Glenn County's only emergency room. I mean, you have reported on the state of rural hospitals across California. You've joined us when Madera County's community hospital closed. It has since reopened. You've also talked to us about the closure of maternity wards across the state, many of them in rural isolated communities where people have to travel long distances if they were going to go into labor. What is the state of rural hospitals across the state, given that you've been covering this for years?
Yeah, so rural hospitals are often in a precarious state. You may recall a couple of years ago now, and this kind of came out of that Madera Community Hospital closing, the state issued loans to 17 hospitals that were financially distressed. Several of those hospitals were hospitals in rural areas. And we know that rural hospitals are generally in a pretty vulnerable state because, that is the reason why programs like the Critical Access Program were created in the first place, to help them stay open. Many of these hospitals are still struggling. One of my colleagues today had a story about a hospital in Blythe down in Southern California. And, they again are asking for more financial help. So this continues to be an issue across the state for these rural hospitals.
Is there any potential help or additional help from the state for these facilities?
So I know that in Blythe, the hospital there is receiving some expedited reimbursement from Medicaid to kind of help them cover some of their more emergency costs. But so far, I have not heard of any type of new loans or anything for these hospitals from the state.
Given that there's some more challenges with the change in administration to Medicare and Medicaid funding, have you heard about how they're trying to navigate or buffer future cuts headed their way?
Yeah, so I know that this is something that rural hospitals are very concerned about. There is a Congress did approve a $50 billion rural health fund. We do not know yet how exactly those funds will be distributed and how much California hospitals will get. The point of that fund was to try to cover some of the funding that these rural hospitals will lose. What we do know is that the amount, that $50 billion, is probably not going to cover how much hospitals are expected to lose because of Medicaid cuts. There's been lots of research on this. Essentially, that $50 billion, while it might help, it's just not going to cover the expected losses. But again, we are yet waiting to hear on, how much California hospitals would get and when exactly that will be distributed.
Finally, Anna, where's your reporting taking you next?
So there are a couple, hospitals that we've been taking a look at in the Central Coast, up in Northern California. But again, there's, the need for rural hospitals is all across. So yeah, I know that I'll have a story, a more in-depth story on the Glenn Medical Center situation in the here in the next week. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your reporting, Anna.
Thank you, Vicky.
Anna Ibarra is a health reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters. We've been talking about the closure of the only emergency room in Glenn County and the state of rural hospitals across California. Up next, with fall semester in full swing, Sacramento State's student-run newsroom is back in action. We'll talk with the State Hornets' new editor-in-chief. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.